Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our own Marcella Raymond from WGN-TV out in downtown Chicago this morning. More reporting on the aftermath. Marcella, we were just talking. Good morning, first of all.
And, hi, good morning. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, first of all, you know, we were just talking about our own experiences of coming here downtown to WGN Radio and seeing, you know, what looks like a war zone in many of the areas in downtown Chicago. Where are you and what are you experiencing?
I'm in River North, so I'm on Kinsey between Clark and LaSalle. Pretty much every storefront has broken windows. The windows are smashed. Some places, there's a CVS on the corner here that was just destroyed. People went inside. It's almost like they took their arm and just went right down a shelf, and just everything is on the floor. There were a couple of ATMs that I'm assuming they got into. They were pretty smashed up. You know, I have video of a man who owns the old Crow Smokehouse, and he has video of people smashing his windows, coming inside, taking pictures off his walls, and just looting the place with, you know, from booze. There's a Chase Bank that's all smashed up. Almost, literally, almost every single storefront has some sort of damage to it.
Wow. And are you seeing people on the streets still? Are there police on the streets? What's the landscape like?
No, there are a lot of people who want to see what happened. There aren't any protesters out yet, so there are mostly people, I think, who live in the neighborhood or just want to come see what happened overnight in the aftermath. You know, because when you're watching it on TV, I wasn't out here last night. You know, you're seeing the crowds, you're seeing the looting, you're seeing this vandalism, and then this is what I'm working on today, is the next day when, you know, people are coming out and trying to clean up and, you know, board up and do the best they can so they don't have a night of this.
Yeah, and we wonder, you know, what we will have tonight, whether it's going to be a repeat tonight, whether it's going to quiet down, whether it's going to be worse. We just don't know. When I was watching you on television this morning, Marcella, I mean, you're a very matter-of-fact reporter. When you seemed genuinely moved by what you were seeing this morning. Like you just, I know that's how I reacted. I did watch the coverage last night. And when I was driving through this morning, my jaw was open. I couldn't believe what I was seeing in person. And I kind of got that sense. Maybe I was reflecting my own feelings on what I was seeing because you were out there. But you seemed like you were, you know, personally moved by what you were seeing.
I was. I mean, I drove in, got off the Ohio ramp, and pretty much immediately there are, you know, those newspaper kind of stands, the free newspapers, those are in the street. There are light poles that are taken down. There are signs that are taken down, you know, maybe a no parking zone metal that holds that up is taken down. You know, just litter everywhere, everything destroyed. And, yeah, I wanted to get across that emotion to people because it's just, I think if they came down here, they would probably experience the same thing. And I honestly would not recommend coming down because I think it's still a volatile situation. You don't know exactly what's going to happen at whatever time. So it's just really sad, just really, really sad. No matter what side you're on, no matter how much you feel for George Floyd and his family and what happened to him. It just, you know, people are saying to me, this is just uncalled for. They should all be in jail. And, you know, those are both sides of what I'm seeing out here today.
Yeah, I saw some incredible footage last night. I don't remember on which station. They were shooting inside Macy's. All the windows of Macy's have been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Some were boarded up. In some cases, they ripped the boards off the window and
right.
busted the windows. and ran into the stores looting. And there was footage of the police chasing the looters inside the store. They were still in there, and they caught several of them and still were in pursuit of others. As we'd been saying a little bit earlier, I've just never seen anything like this in my whole life of living in the city, through many volatile moments in the city. I've just never seen anything like we saw last night.
There was also a man, I think he was in River North here, got out of his car and started yelling at people and had a gun and was pistol whipping people. And they were yelling back at him, and he just shot somebody point blank in the chest.
Wow.
And, you know, it's like, does it have to come to that? You know, but I mean, I don't know. It's very disheartening.
Yeah. Have you spoken with police or fire department officials at all, either in the upper echelons, or I know that you know lots of police and fire people just from your work on the streets all the time. What are you hearing from them?
You know, I have not talked to any of them today, but I know from, you know, leading up to this, I mean, they're scared too. You know, police officers want to go home to their families. That's their main goal. And so they're scared as well. And it's difficult to watch that conflict. And even if you're just standing on one side, the police are on one side and the protesters are on the other side, there's just so much tension. And, you know, there's a lot of anxiety. And I think both sides are feeling that, because I know a lot of police officers and I know a lot of firefighters, and firefighters can't get through, you know, they can't get through to fires and legitimate emergencies.
Yeah.
You know, so there's so much going on. The bridges were up, most of them, except for LaSalle Street last night. I haven't checked to see if they're still up, but I don't know what the mayor and the police superintendent and others are going to do tonight, but I'm telling you, Dean, I don't see this ending, and I'm not sure what's going to end it, and that's really scary.
Yeah, I was, you know, in watching the coverage last night, where you would see rows and rows and rows of policemen blocking a street right in the faces of the rioters.
Right.
And rioters yelling in their faces and throwing things at the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And the police very patiently standing there, not reacting, you know, just they had their strategy of, you know, moving them, pushing them back, pushing them into a certain area. But how you don't react to somebody throwing things at your face, bags of urine in some cases, and waste. Mm-hmm. At them, and how you don't react. I mean, you know, you have to give a lot of credit to the professionalism of the Chicago policemen last night, who handled this in a very professional manner. I haven't heard of anything happening except that they controlled the crowd the best that they could. And watching these firemen get into areas where fires had been set inside of stores, trying to get in there. In some cases, lost causes because they couldn't get there fast enough.
Right.
There's a heroism going on in Chicago that also has to be noted, and bravery. I salute them, and I salute their families who are sitting home watching this coverage, wondering if their loved ones are okay.
I mean, we're, as reporters, you know, we're covering the story, but we're nervous to be out here, too.
Yeah.
You know, you never, when you have so many people in one group, you never know what's going to happen, and it can change so fast. And the one thing I do know over my years, 20-something years of being here, I've covered NATO, when NATO was here 10 years ago. I've covered teacher strikes. I've covered Black Lives Matter protests. I've covered all sorts of mass gatherings of people, and I do have to say that the Chicago Police Department has a very good handle on how to keep these things from getting more out of control. I don't know if you could say that it wasn't out of control last night, because by looking at things today, it's pretty bad, but it's almost like, how much can you do?
Yeah.
You know, you keep it contained, you keep people, you know, you try to keep people safe, you know, because not everybody out here is a criminal. You know, this isn't like, there are people out here legitimately who are so concerned about what's going on in this country that they want their voices heard. And I think that's probably the majority. And unfortunately, you only see the stuff that's good for TV, which I completely understand. But, you know, it's hard. It's hard to watch.
Yeah. Marcel, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for being out there. And please stay safe. I imagine you're going to be out there for a little while today. So please stay safe. And we appreciate it. Thank you.
I will. Thanks, Dan. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. There's Marcela Raymond from WGN-TV out in downtown Chicago in the River North area.